Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02-8019-9999.
Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management. And of course, our stock market resident expert who comes in and talks about value shares and where you can find them is with me now. But Roger,
yes,
we've got so many people on the board want to talk about
Japan
and the various brands. Were you surprised how many brands came out?
No, there's hundreds. There's so many that aren't even mentioned. Issey Miyake, for example, you know, the cosmetics company and the perfume company.
Michael
then there's
from
clothing
Leichhardt.
Companies. Comme des Garçons, Bathing Ape,
Michael
Visvim.
From Leichhardt says Bridgestone.
Bridgestone is owned by the Japanese, that's
ben
correct.
Ben from Sydney says Denon, which is high-end electronics.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Harvey, who's in Maroubra. Let's get him on the line as well. G'day, Harvey. What do you reckon, mate?
Oh, what a feeling, Toyota.
Good boy, Harvey. There you go. He's getting paid by them.
He works for Toyota.
Good voice there, Harvey. Tell you what. Oh, let's go to someone else. Let's go to Bob on the Central Coast now. G'day, Bob. How are you doing?
Yes, Russ. Good, thank you. And yourself?
Good, thank you. What names you got for us?
Isuzu.
Very good.
Yes, Nissan.
Nissan, of course.
Datsun.
Is Datsun still around?
Yeah.
Really?
Over there, maybe.
Oh, in Japan, maybe.
Yeah. Komatsu.
Komatsu's a big truck
Komatsu
manufacturer,
big trucks
isn't it?
And tractors.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And lots more coming through. We've got heaps and heaps and heaps of them anyway. Or let's go to Greg in North Parramatta. Let's one more go to Greg in North Parramatta. G'day, Greg. How are you doing?
Hi, Ross. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. What names you got to throw at us?
Well, the beer manufacturer, Asahi.
Asahi, very, very good.
Kauai, you were mentioning about organs and pianos.
Kauai. Oh, that's interesting. Yes.
And the big office equipment manufacturer, Konica Minolta.
Konica Minolta, one of the biggest of all.
Right. Olympus.
Olympus.
Another one.
Do you know what it just shows us? Here's the interesting thing. The Japanese, which is a country of 127 million people, has been able to generate that many brands, so many brands that we've just, you know, reeled off.
More than us? Have they got more than us?
How many Australian global brands?
Get people
of that
to call
nature?
Up and, you know, with global brands from Australia.
From Australia, okay.
Not many.
Well, I can go them almost on one hand.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
All right. Go.
Penfolds.
Yep.
Foster's.
Yep.
Qantas.
Yep.
Billabong.
Mm-hmm.
Rip Curl.
Yep.
Stop.
Quicksilver. Yeah.
So
R.M. Williams.
R.M. Williams, yes, possibly, and maybe even Country Road.
UGG. Maybe UGG.
UGG. Yeah, UGG boots,
yeah. Did you know WD-40 is an Australian invention?
Invention. Owned by Australians?
I think it's listed in the United States now.
I don't reckon there's many more.
No.
Why not?
Don't know.
Okay, now
manufacturing. Well, talked about this, Ross.
I want to come back. It's not just manufacturing. It's capital markets.
It's about, and it's also about a tax environment that actually encourages startups. We don't have that.
No, that's right. But that comes back to you because you as an investor, surely, and you always tell us, I won't back the speculative. I will only back the sure thing. The thing that I can
with other people's money.
Established with other people's
correct.
Money.
Correct. Yeah, I want to see a demonstrated track record of earnings power.
So is there a place for an investor?
Because it's a safer way to invest in the stock market.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that. So you take the safe bet. I acknowledge that. But surely somebody's got to take the risk. But if there's nobody around to back the risk taker, how do we ever create those types of brands and those types of businesses?
Well, what you've got to do is you've got to create an environment where there's a return for taking the risk. And when taxes are as high as they are, it makes taking the risk much more expensive. So you want to be able to take the risk, but you want to be able to cheapen that risk or reduce the cost of taking that risk. And you can do that by giving businesses a tax holiday, for example, startups, so that they're more likely to make a profit faster. They'll encourage more money faster. And then guess what? They'll employ more people and away we go.
It's going to be interesting. One last one on this.
Yeah.
Surely, do you believe there's another aspect to this? If a person fails in Australia, is the stigma of failure and the time it takes to recover from a business failure too great in Australia?
Less and less. I think with your generation, Ross, and my generation, there's still a little bit of that. But with the younger generation, with the millennials, less worried about failing, happy to start businesses as soon as they're out of high school and out of university. And they're willing to fail and have many, many goes at it. That's what we need. We want to encourage the entrepreneurs, Ross. We don't do that. You know, we've killed
off... You want to encourage entrepreneurs. You don't
want to
encourage
our competitiveness.
Spivs, though, do you? That's the problem.
No.
Because entrepreneurialism in the past was associated with people who were spivs and ripped people off and all that type of thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true anymore. An entrepreneur, Steve Jobs is an entrepreneur. You know, Bill Gates was an entrepreneur. People
who
started.
Went broke, of course. But
well,
then,
well, and then you've got to let entrepreneurs go broke.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to encourage them more. Of Roger Montgomery after this break. You're back with Money News right across the country, and with me, Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management, talking the stock market. We have been talking about Japan and also why Australia can't produce the entrepreneurs and whether they're vilified if they failed, especially with other people's money. But the one thing also, as you point out, you are often an investor in what I'd call disruptive companies. In other words, companies that can potentially cash in big time by using their technologies or breakthroughs to effectively take over market share from big established players.
Correct.
Now, that's entrepreneurialism of a sort, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the only thing, look, we just don't have enough of it to take up the slack that results from the manufacturing businesses that sack people, that lose, where jobs are lost. So what we need to do is we need an environment where we can actually find businesses that will take up the thousands of employees that are lost from other businesses. And because we don't have the tax environment for that, Ross, we don't have anywhere else for them to go. So the big discussion that happens in Australia, and it happens over and over again, when an international brand decides to close down their manufacturing operations in Australia, everyone gets upset because hundreds of jobs are going to be lost or thousands of jobs are going to be lost. But if we had an environment, a tax environment that allowed startups to form and encourage them, then there'd be other places for these people to go and to take their skills. We would have a very different discussion. We would be less concerned about businesses shutting down if we had somewhere else for them to go.
Does Australia need an alternative stock market? Does it need a small entrepreneurial stock?
That would come. Step number one.
There are some of those types of things around, like the angel investors have got places where they can go to do that.
But that happens down the track, and that evolves naturally. The first step is Canberra setting up the right tax environment to encourage entrepreneurialism and business startups. And we don't have that. Singapore has it. Other countries have it. We're losing talented people to those jurisdictions because we don't have it. And for the life of me, I cannot understand.
Do you think that would improve our capital markets? Do you think it would improve
our
stock market?
Of course it would. We'd have so many more brands on our Australian market than we have now, and more places for our Australian investors to invest. But we don't, because the step number one didn't happen 10 or 20 years ago, and that is the right tax environment.
So in other words, this whole tax review that takes place between now and the end of the year, and the results will be seen next year, you think is vital, because that should be one of the key priorities of any tax review in Australia.
I've talked to Paul Fletcher about it, and I'm going to have a chat to Tony Abbott about it in the next couple of weeks.
So you're going to really give it to him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it you, or is it small business, or is it a group of people that need to be able to do this?
I think the softly approach is a better approach. You know, I'm not into flag waving and protesting. I think the softly approach works, and when people can start to see the arguments and they get it themselves and they buy into it themselves, we'll see change.
All right, we're starting to get closer to a profit reporting season, so therefore the accuracy of some of the profit forecasts should be greater and better. Given where the stock market is, close to 6-year highs at the moment, what you can actually find yourself in a position of right now is that the market valuation compared with those profits, it's the thing that you always look at when you're looking for
we're
value.
At that stage
what
of the market.
What does it look like right now?
Right now, the market is on average about 10% overvalued, but there are some companies that are going to report fantastic results, and I'll give you a couple of examples very quickly. AGI, Ainsworth Gaming, the company that actually makes poker machines. And the other one is Seek. Both of those companies are companies to watch this reporting season.
You think both can do well because the jobs market's been relatively flat, but you think that Seek continues to gain market share?
Growing overseas, yep.
It's an important thing. Remember this, businesses in Australia that are only in Australia ultimately are missing opportunities. That's why you need companies that are prepared to go overseas and expand. Roger Montgomery in with us every Tuesday night talking the stock market. You've heard him say there's some decent value sitting out there. Kel Richards is up next with Andrew Bolt, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.